from PRX.
Friends beyond the binary, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's time for the podcaster who's still in his PJs so you can be in yours. It's time for the podcast that's a little bit different. I'm here to take your mind off stuff and help keep you company so that you could fall asleep because you deserve a good night's sleep. Now, this podcast doesn't work for everybody, but give it a try. See how it goes. I really hope we can help. It's very different, very strange, and very deliberate, and I'll explain all that in a few minutes. So glad you're here. If you're confused and you say, wait a second, Scoots, you're this one's longer than normal. I say, yeah, I'm trying to give more information right up front because I'm glad you're here. And the best news is Sleep With Me is free, so you get to try it out. Because of these sponsors, the show is here twice a week. You could listen all night long if you need to. There's over 400 episodes for free in the archives. And it's thanks to everybody who supports the show or supports these sponsors. Thanks. Hey, everybody, this is Scoots, and this is where I talk about Sleeping Media Plus and supporting the show. I'm going to try to do this one pretty fast with a couple questions. This only goes out if you're a regular listener to Sleep With Me. So if you're new or the show's just something you listen to every once in a while, this is not important, really. But if you're a regular listener, the question is, does Sleep With Me help you at all, right? Does it help you in a unique way, like help you fall asleep or break up the thoughts or ease of loneliness in the deep, dark night? Distract you from physical sensations, whatever, does it do anything for you? And does the sleep you get or the relief you get make your life any better? And if the answers to those questions are yes, and you can afford to support the show, this is a time when I'm really asking people, hey, what would it be worth to you if we stopped making Sleep With Me? Like, would you pay to get it back? Like you'd say, if Sleep With Me does make your life better by helping you get to sleep, or it does help you in the deep, dark night feel less alone, or you just like it, and we stopped making it. I said, hey, would you pay for to get back? Like, how much would sleeping be worth to you? Say, hey, let's restart it. Let me put a quarter in the machine. What it does for you be worth to you to say, hey, I really want to get that back? And if the answer is like, hey, yeah, it would be worth $20 to me, or it'd be worth $50 to me, think about supporting the show at Sleep With Me Plus. Even, I mean, obviously, most people support it much less than that, because the show could really use your support right now, and we never have to cross that threshold. So if the show does something for you in a unique way, you like the podcast, and you can afford to support it, just don't wait. Sign up for Sleep With Me Plus, sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus, sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. That's sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. Thanks, everybody. Support for Sleep With Me comes from Odoo. If you feel like you're wasting your time and money with your current business software, or just want to know what you could be missing, then you need to join the millions of other users who switched to Odoo. Odoo is the affordable all-in-one management software with a library of fully integrated business applications that help you get more done in less time for a fraction of the price. To learn more, visit odoo.com/withme. That's odoo.com/withme. Odoo, modern management made simple. All right, everybody, it's time to talk about tonight's sponsor, Helix Sleep. Do yourself a favor, go to helixsleep.com/sleep and take that Helix quiz. That was about 4 years ago that I took the Helix quiz, got matched with the Helix Dusk Lux, which is a perfect mattress for me and the way I sleep. Because the thing is, the Helix lineup offers 20 unique mattresses, including the award-winning Lux collection, the newly released Helix Elite collection. They have a mattress designed for big and tall sleepers, even a mattress made just for kids. And how would you know which one is going to fit you and your body? You just take that Helix sleep quiz. You find the perfect mattress in under 2 minutes. That personalized mattress is shipped straight to your door free of charge. And Helix knows there's no better way to test out a new mattress than by sleeping on it in your own home. That's why they offer a 100-night trial and a 10 to 15-year warranty to try out your new mattress. And here's the thing. Everybody's unique. Everybody sleeps differently. And that is why Helix has several different mattress models to choose from. Each design designed for specific sleep positions and feel preferences. You know, if you're like me, I sleep on my stomach and my side. I sleep a hot, so I want to stay cool. And that's what happened. I took the quiz. I got matched with the Helix Dusk Lux. I love my Helix Dusk Lux. And the way I know is every time I leave town, I cannot wait to get back. That first night back in my Helix Dusk Lux, it's like I'm in a state of sleep bliss. Not only is it the best mattress I've slept on, but setup is fast and easy. Helix mattresses are delivered in a box straight to your door for free. And Helix is offering 20% off all mattress orders and two free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/sleep and use the code HELIXPARTNER20. This is their best offer yet. It won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now. All right, everybody. It is time for the Sleepy Supporter Zone, the one part of the podcast I need you here. It's where I pop my peas, if you please. I thank the listeners who supported the sponsors. That's really how I'm able to be here for you for free twice a week. I could not do it without those people. And I wanted to thank Rochelle that supported Headspace, went out of their way to support Headspace, to let them know and to let me know about it. Thank you, Rochelle. If you support a sponsor, tag them in a social media post, send them an email, give them a call, and then let me know. Fill out the form at sleepwithmepodcast.com/sponsor so I can try to thank you here on the Sleepy Supporter Zone like Rochelle. That's the first part of Sleepy Supporter Zone. The second part of the Sleepy Supporter Zone is you getting the support you need right now. If you're in need of extra support, there's links to resources you could connect with right now in our show notes. Please use those resources. It's also about being a member of our communities, being a part of positive change, not just saying Black Lives Matter, not just saying Stop AAPI Hate, not just saying support Ukraine, but learning more and taking action. There's links to resources where you can do that right in our show notes. And one of the parts of positive change I've been a part of is building hygiene kits for people experiencing homelessness, supporting the Midnight Mission, doing live shows, having fun with listeners, making it interactive. And you could do that. You could sign up at sleepwithmepodcast.com/midnightmission. Sign up for our newsletter. That's sleepwithmepodcast.com/midnightmission. And be a part of, help us make hygiene kits, come to the live show, Zooms, and have some fun. Thanks so much. And what do you say? Oh, Mystery Bard, a lot of people help out on this show. Who are they?
Chris Posty Posterson,
sounds like a near fall,
wrote the theme song,
edits episodes too.
Carl W. the Legend,
also edits episodes.
Ashley, Kenny, Scotty, Jennifer,
runner. Eric and the team at Astound are on the website.
I am the Mystery Bard.
I do the lullabies, yeah.
I do commissions at
JonathanMann.net.
I'll write a song for you.
Any reason at all.
You can tell me the story and
I'll make it personal.
You see the kindness shine straight on through when the listeners form their own Facebook group. Keith, Stacy, Sarah, Julie, and Jennifer. These are your narrators.
Get support, dear Scooter, on Patreon. Buy the merch and support the sponsors. You can find anything you want at sleepwithmepodcast.com.
And we're so proud that we could dance. Rusty Biscuit, Lois, Anna, like Banana. Leah does the transcripts.
Thanks, Mystery Bard. I'm at Dear Scooter on Twitter and Instagram. What do you say we slow it down and get on with the show? Hey, are you up all night tossing, turning, mind racing? Trouble getting to sleep, trouble staying asleep? Well, welcome. This is Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. We do it with a bedtime story. All you need to do is get in bed, turn out the lights, and press play. I'm going to do the rest. What I'm going to attempt to do is create a safe place where you could set aside whatever's keeping you awake. It could be thoughts you're thinking about, things on your mind. So thoughts about past, present, the future. I have all those at all times. It's not simultaneous thoughts. It's like they're all competing for my attention at a time when I'd say, well, I prefer, this is probably not the best time. They'd say, oh, no, I got to tell you about this thing you did. Or I got to tell you about something I'm sure is going to happen tomorrow. They never say it in that cheery a voice. I'm just trying to give you the cheeriest. Oh boy, can't wait till tomorrow. That's not what it sounds like in my head, but that you can read between the old lines, the old lines in my forehead that they cause. There's another T-shirt idea. The lines between my forehead. Read the lines between my forehead. Read between the lines on my forehead. blah, 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 something, you know, very similar to the furrow-based t-shirt idea I think it may have had. That one's pretty good, though. I guess you see, what happened to Sleep With Me podcast? Did he go through different phases, like a cubist and, you know, blue phase? Oh, he's gone through a blue phase. He also went through a green with envy phase. But yeah, then he went through his forehead phase, we called it. It's actually two distinct phases in his podcast career. Didn't last very long. But yeah, one was his forehead. One he kept repeating, he kept using his forehead as a metaphor. Turns out it was one of the most relatable metaphors. Like, I don't know if that's ironic, but it was some of the most relatable work he ever did. Way more relatable than his blue period or his green with envy period. Or his pink, you know, pinkish reddish with he had a couple different pink and reddish phases, you know. But the blush, we call it the blush years. That's every year he's been in existence. So back to his forehead. Yeah, so he had a t-shirt. It didn't sell very many, but it said "Read Between the Lines on My Forehead." He marketed it towards parents, and parents loved the idea conceptually. Kids did not get it, and that made parents love it more, but not enough to purchase a shirt because they said, "Well, that's a very niche shirt idea, and I'm not sure I'm comfortable enjoying it and smirking about the shirt from afar, but I don't know about wearing it around the house and actually expressing that message to my children." Then he also tried to pitch it to bosses and employees. And of course, he said, okay, if you're an employee or a boss, or a middle manager or an upper, you know, or a self-manager, if you're a solopreneur, maybe. And then that's who his only market for a brief time was solopreneurs, because he said you could wear it in the mirror. And he said, that's not the kind of behavior I want to encourage. But he said, he said, I'd be more comfortable with it if then you kissed your forehead in the mirror. Turns out that's not possible. Would you believe that? That's not possible. That was the one gap in Sleep With Me, because he missed a few weeks of, he spent a few weeks trying to kiss his own forehead. And, the old gods and the new bless him, but he was not able to do it. He thought it'd be so simple. Really, he did. Especially when he first started, I said, that'll fix it. Read between the lines on my forehead, then I'll kiss them in the mirror. Turns out those are the kind of thoughts that keep me up at night. I said, wait a second, so I can't kiss my own forehead. There's another thing. My forehead will never be self-kissed. As all my auto behaviors may demonstrate, I can never auto kiss my forehead. And a forehead kiss is a very distinct kiss if it's coming from someone else. If it's coming from yourself, turns out it's not possible. Cosmically impossible, probably. And you can't do it in the mirror. I guess you could do it to yourself on, like, in non-real time, in some sort. You could kiss your digital forehead. Oh, boy. Or even an analog. I don't know if a picture is an analog version, but it's not the same effect, I guess, because it's not possible. That if you're new to this podcast, this is an early me. This is something we've talked about foreheads before, even recently in a recording cycle. But I think I was saying in my thoughts, if they're keeping you up all night, read between the lines on my forehead, because you got a little bit to do with it. So it could be thoughts, it could be feelings, anything you're feeling physically or emotionally coming up for you related to the thoughts or that are just there. It could be changes in your time, your temperature, your routine, whatever it is that's keeping you awake. I'm here to keep you company and take your mind off of it. And the reason I make the show, just to stop for a second, other than the fact that you already heard, I can relate. If you're up all night tossing, turning, mind racing, trouble getting to sleep, trouble staying asleep, I've been there. Waking up early, not being, you know, I've dreaded bedtime many a year of my life. So if that's what's going on with you, that's one of the reasons I want to help. But the more important reason is you deserve a good night's sleep. You deserve a bedtime you could look forward to, or at least anticipate without dread. And you deserve the rest that getting a good night's sleep will provide you. So your life is more manageable. You could be out there living your life, maybe flourishing after a time, getting rest you need. And that means when your life is better, all our lives are better. And people pish-posh that or whatever they say. That makes my forehead. And I say, okay, well, it's true, though. If someone is out there feeling a little bit better, their life is going to probably be better, and they're going to probably be a little bit better to be around, and that means the world we live in is better to be around. I'm unfurrowing brows and foreheads just slightly every once in a while. Oh, boy, is that my goal? That's the goal I strive for, to make, you know, not, I can't take away the wrinkles in your forehead, believe me. But I'm trying to metaphorically let you kiss your own forehead. Because they feel like a kiss, because when you kiss someone's forehead, in the movies, it's normally some sort of nobility or demigoddess or some sort of thing that's like I picture, for some reason, Frodo. How many times did Frodo get Frodo's forehead kissed in the Lord of the Rings films? Many times or like... How many elves, here's a question, honest question. How many elves have kissed Frodo's forehead? And Frodo's forehead could definitely make up some tongue twisters. 40 forest friends fondly, I guess, is there a word for French kiss? But no, don't ever French kiss anyone's forehead. Believe, don't, please. It's not a French kiss, it turns out. Okay, so I probably should move on, but I'm just trying to think, that's why I say kiss you, you know, the cosmic kiss of the forehead, I'm trying to think, when I started talking about it, I had no idea it was impossible, so that's why I'm caught up in it, because I was literally, I said, okay, well, how am I going to bring this metaphor to a comfortable conclusion about my, you know, forehead being, launched off by my thoughts? And I said, a nice forehead kiss, auto forehead kiss will fix it all. And I said, well, how would that happen? And this is like the part of my brain that's thinking before I talk, that's trying to make the podcast. And I said, in the mirror, of course, that would be nice. And I said, a great idea. I went along with it. I said, okay, that'll solve it. You're right. So I'll talk about it for another 30 seconds and we'll kiss ourselves in the mirror and the forehead. And then I got there in the mirror in my mind. And I said, wait a second, but my forehead keeps moving every time I try to kiss it. And then the part of my brain said, sorry about that. I just realized it was a reflection, so it's not possible. And I said, well, let me try a few more times. This really was happening. Okay, so whatever's keeping you awake, I'm here to keep you company because you deserve a good night's sleep. I'm going to send my voice across the deep, dark night. I'm going to use lulling, soothing, creaky, dulcet tones. Which means my voice is not traditionally or traditionally soothing, but it's here more to be distracting and keep you company than to put you to sleep. This is a podcast you just barely listen to. You kind of listen, and it doesn't really put you to sleep. I'm here to keep you company whether you're awake or asleep. If you can't sleep, I'm going to be here to the very end. Believe me, I'll be here for you. But if you want to fall asleep and not pay attention to me, you can do that whenever you want. Or you could just bear, you know, you say, wait a second. This is the longest discussion, other than forehead-related conventions. The Forehead Cast, a podcast talking about people's, turns out, not a niche, except where it is a niche. There is one, but I say, kissing of foreheads, it's a difficult thing. Probably very rarely. Keep it for nanas and grandmothers, grandparents, and elven goddesses, or elves, elvish royalty, bestowing orders of, or the right occasion. But really, no, if you're going to kiss someone's forehead, one, ask, or have it be part of a predetermined process so the person knows, okay, at this point, Arwen's going to kiss you on the forehead. That I always wake up before that point. I'm not Frodo either. And I say, okay, how about a kiss on the old shoulder? Is that Arwen? Or is that a picture of someone else? Where was I? Trying to put you to sleep. Oh, so if you can't sleep, I'll be here to the very end. I'm really here to be your company in the deep, dark night and to take your mind off of whatever's keeping you awake so that you drift off as you wish. I'm here to be your boyfriend, your boar bae, your boar sib, your boar cuz, your boar bestie, your boar bra, your neighbor. And yeah, I'm just here to be your friend in the deep, dark night. Now, a couple things that throw people off other than the last 10 minutes of whatever this has been, that throws a lot of people off. Just me and my personality. This podcast is not for everyone, but for the people that enjoy it, it does take two or three tries to get into it. So just kind of see how it goes and take it from there. But yeah, most regular listeners said, hey, it took two or three tries till I realized, oh, this is like, it's kind of nonsense and it's kind of not nonsense. I haven't encountered that before. Oh, wait a second. I never thought about that. It should be, this is what a regular listener says. It should be obvious to most people during the day that you can't kiss yourself on the forehead in the mirror. Or ever, but to Scoots it isn't, and that's okay. That's what makes sleep with me work. So give the show a few tries. If you already know you dislike me and the show, that's totally cool too. I have a list of other sleep podcasts and stuff at sleepwithmepodcast.com/nothankyou that you could check out. What else? Oh, structure of the show. That definitely throws people off. Our show is structured in a very specific way. So let me just tell you, it starts off with a greeting. Friends beyond the binary, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, so that you feel welcome and seen. Then I probably say something not exactly funny, but almost funny or silly, so that you say, okay, this is a place I could feel welcome or try out and check out. Maybe it's a little bit goofy and funny about something serious. So that's a greeting. Then there's support for the show, because my goal is for the podcast to come out twice a week wherever you listen to podcasts for free. So paying for it is optional, or supporting it is optional. So if you're not in a position to support it, you don't have to, which is cool. And what enables us to do that is the listeners who support the show and the listeners who support the sponsors who support the show. So that's that. Then there's support for listeners who are having a tough time. Then there's support for communities around the show. Then there's the intro, which we're already almost done with. But the intro goes on and on and on. And a lot of people that strongly dislike the podcast feel like the intro is like a self-congratulations or looking for support or part of the supporter zone. And it's not. It's a show within a show to ease you into bedtime. It's an opportunity for you to get to know someone that's so imperfect. He had no idea. I mean, I would here's the thing. I never tried it before that I know of. Here's one thing I know you can do. And again, make sure the mirror is structurally sound. You can put your forehead against a mirror. That feels pretty good. Sometimes, or cheek to cheek. And, I can't lie to you. We've all kissed our own reflection. Not that it's a great idea, but you could do it. There's got to be a healthy way to kiss your own reflection, but probably not because, never mind. Let's move on. So the intro is meant to ease you into bedtime. It's different every time for the regular listener. For the new listener, it kind of introduces the podcast. It introduces the style of the show, which is strange and different, but good-hearted. I wouldn't say pure-hearted. Oh, no. I mean, obviously. But somebody just like you doing as good as a job as they can. I am. I'm being human 100% of the time that I know of. Yeah, so that's the intro, but for a lot of listeners, it becomes part of their wind-down routine. That's why it's like 10 or 15 minutes long, because for most of us, and for most of the sleep advice out there, it's like having a bedtime routine that eases you into bedtime is what works. So that's the intro and why it goes on for 15 or 20 minutes. Then there's support again between the intro and the story. So again, the podcast could be free, and it's optional for you to support it. Or if you're not in a position to support it, it's there for you. And there's like almost 500 free episodes whenever you want to listen to it. So pretty cool deal. And then there, we'll be talking tonight about Ted Lasso. Oh boy, learning from Lasso, lulling with Lasso. And I think we'll be talking about Biscuits, the episode. And that'll be nice. I mean, holy cow, I'm already soothed. As soon as they say Lasso, I feel, I mean, it's Ted Lasso, I feel soothed. So we'll do that. And then there's some thank yous at the end. So that's the structure of the show. It's why I make the show. I'm glad you're here. I work really hard on the show. I yearn and I strive. I really hope I can help you fall asleep. I appreciate you coming by. And here's a couple ways we get to do this for you for free twice a week. Sleep With Me is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. All right, everybody, it is time to talk about tonight's sponsor, ZocDoc. And I think all of us have that family member that you tend to change the subject or kind of bend the truth around when they start asking, you know, for life updates. Oh, why are you still living at home? Oh, when are you doing this? Oh, what's your job again? And while grinning and bearing it with relatives like that is considered polite, there's no way you should be doing that with your doctor. You know, when you have questions or your doctor's asking you questions about your life, you want to have someone you feel comfortable enough to be honest with. And that's where ZocDoc comes in. ZocDoc is a place where you can find and book doctors who will make you feel comfortable and actually listen to you. And we're not just talking about a few. We're talking about tens of thousands of doctors, all with verified patient reviews. ZocDoc is a free app and website where you can search and compare highly rated in-network doctors near you and instantly book appointments with them online. Once you find the doc you want, you can book them immediately. No more waiting awkwardly on hold with a receptionist. And just like I said, we're talking about booking appointments with tens of thousands of top-rated, patient-reviewed, credible doctors and specialists. And you can filter for ones who take your insurance, are located near you, and treat basically any condition you're looking for. And the typical wait time to see a doctor booked on ZocDoc is between just 24 to 72 hours. That's it. You can even score same-day appointments. And I love hearing from listeners who have tested out ZocDoc, whether they've gotten new insurance, they've moved to a new area, because they found out the same thing I have, how easy it is to use and how great it is to see all of your options. So we've tested it out. You should too. Go to ZocDoc.com/sleep and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top-rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc.com/sleep. 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 Thanks, everybody. All right, everybody. It's time to learn from Lasso. Oh, boy. Learning and lulling with Lasso. Season 1, Episode 2. And according to my notes, this opens with Ted in bed. Ted in bed. I didn't even realize that rhymed. Ted lays his head as he lays in bed. Something in his mind has gone left unsaid. Has to say, never mind, because I was going to say W-E. Anyway, Ted's on his back, staring up at the ceiling, I believe. He rolls over, reaches for someone. Exactly. He rolls over like he's in bed with his loved one, and he reaches for someone that's not there. He pours himself some shredded wheat. And I guess this will be an early tangent. It's been a long time since now shredded wheat. Like the joke is that it's, I guess it's different in the UK than it is in the US. one, great writing and ideas, because you say, what kind of cereal would Ted Lasso have? And I say, well, I'm not exactly sure, but I did see him have shredded wheats. So shredded wheat is the only cereal I could confirm. All the rest would be speculation. But I have been in different phases of my life a big fan. I wouldn't say a big fan. One of the cereals I prefer in my lifetime has been Frosted Mini Wheats. And there you go. The difference between shredded wheats and are the other ones called just mini shredded wheat? Shredded Mini Wheat? I don't know. I'd have to look at the box, you know, to see. But I do need them frosted. And I like the frosting on Frosted Mini Wheats, which is a miniature version of this one giant shredded wheat that Ted has for breakfast. And I don't know if it's a cookie or whatever, a cupcake or whatever. It's cookie, right? But Ted's apartment is 9.5. And I said, that's probably a reference, or it's a number, but that's his flat. Is it a flat? If it's more than one floor, is it a flat? I don't know. Then he's walking in an alley, which I was saying, he meets up with Coach Beard. Where's the alley? What neighborhood are they in? Those are other questions that remain to be. I think they can walk to work. So, but they talk about there's no last aid jitters. Look right, Coach. They're in a park. They see a young student. She nutmegs another student. And, you know, Coach Lasso's taking it in, but then Beard says, we got to go, Coach. And Rebecca's Googling something, I think herself, or stuff about Rupert. Then we have Ted comes in, cookie, biscuits, pink box, very good biscuits. Biscuits with the boss, well, why don't we call it that? Jason Sudeikis has this thing with Ted where Ted combs his hair and fixes his hair. First concert, best concert. Rebecca, the answer is Spice Girls for both. Ted only gets to answer his first concert, which is Kenny Rogers, The Gambler, which he starts singing. And Rebecca says, stop. And we don't get his best concert. Also, I like that Ted wears a backpack. Him and the Beard have different backpacks. High five, tree. Watching Ted's hands, nervous. Oh, this is at the start of practice. What do they call it? Training? Nervous. What did I tell you? What did you tell him? Something they talk about. Lose the ponytail. Relax. They're just kids. Rodin sculpture, boots, 7-on-7, Exon at what? Yanio Goal, Jamie Goal, Raz is Sam, Bai does not like it. Roy does not like it. That's a R-O-R-O, not a B-Y. R-O-Y, Scoots. Sticks up for Sam. Coach calls Sam, okay, Coach, be a goldfish. You know the happiest animal is, or fish in the sea? I don't ever see. Here's a question. Here's a real question. I didn't even realize it. I don't think I've seen a goldfish in the sea. Where do goldfish naturally occur? You know, really, I'm not even kidding. They wouldn't remember. If you ask them, apparently they wouldn't remember because they have a 10-second memory. Be a goldfish. It sounds to me like some sort of invented cognitive dissonance, though. Say goldfish, really, is there like a scientific lab where they're doing testing on goldfish memory? Goldfish memory test? Goldfish. Memory, GMT, right? Is that what, that's not goldfish memory test. Note, Nate, who, me? No, yeah, why don't you just assume you're my default Nate? Sam's down, it's his first time away from home. Nate still laughs at stuff the coach says, even when you're not sure if it's funny. We see Rebecca watching the TED video. Higgins' first concert was Boy George. No fives for Higgins from the team. Who's got the most sway in the locker room? Find out where these biscuits are from. Higgins is on the case. Locker room. Lots of spread on outside. Oh, lots of speed on the outside. Crystal Palace. I love glimpses into your personal life. Roy is bent about the snacks, about the discussion about the snacks being not good. Jamie says, hey, the snacks are not good in the vending machines. Ted does an extended door hold for Rebecca. Keely pulls up. I'm a me. Oh, so then they talk about, like, are you a lion, panda or lion? And Ted says, a panda. Keely wonders. Then Rebecca says, of course it's a lion. She's listening into their conversation. Jamie, are you a panda or a lion? I'm a me. But Rebecca's watching. She gets an idea. Then we go to the pub talking about Sam's birthday and the suggestion box. Then AM next day, Tasmanian Devil blast. Biscuits wrong. Oh, yeah, so we see the coaches are walking. I think we see another, the young lady that's really good at soccer goes, or football, excuse me, goes by them. I don't want to speculate because I know nothing about the next season of Ted Lasso, but I say, is this some sort of foreshadowing? I don't know. Biscuits are wrong that Higgins has. What time is it? Biscuits with the boss time. My best concert was the Beastie Boys at the Horde Tour during the OJ trial. Team has to bond. Shower pressure. Sam, go upstairs. You got a meeting. Then they say, okay, let's all chip in for a gift. There's another box with a face. Put the money in its mouth. Jamie puts gum in there. Spearmint. Jamie, did you put gum in the box? I think Jamie gives the scouts honor. So I said, do they have scouts honor in the UK? Then there's a press conference. One of the reporters is a J-E-R-K. Rebecca's in her office with biscuits. Ted checks in with her. He has a box. She says, I hope you're not coming here to ship that. And he goes, no, this is from, you know, care package. He goes through that. Well, don't worry. We'll go through it. At some point, Rebecca, he says, oh, this barbecue sauce reminds me of home. Anything remind you of, like, nostalgic? She looks at the biscuits. Ted talks about Jamie, and then Rebecca's eyes light up. She has an idea. You have an idea, don't you? And she says, yeah, talk to Keely. He leaves her an army person. The focus is on that. Best barbecue sauce in Kansas City. He does his hair comb a couple times, or his hair brushing. Keely's with a green screen. I thought Keely was with a green screen tiger or lion, but I think she's the tiger or lion. We see a sad panda model. So then I put, she's a lion? Double question mark. She's famished. Food is free. I get to keep the pause. I want to ask about Jamie, what motivates him. Positive reinforcement. Ted cracks Keely up. They share a burger or something. Then we go to the game versus Crystal Palace, the locker room, speed on the outside. Happy birthday, Sam. Love Chin Chin. Sam and coach, army man. They talk son and father and dad relationships, earlobes. I'm not comfortable. Jamie doesn't like this. I don't have a fondness for imperialism. We go to the game. It's at the nickname of the stadium is the dog track. Ted's fly is down, but Beard gets him before he goes out. Rebecca moving her herd to the crowd. Bar, give him a chance. The crowd's chanting negatively about Ted, and Rebecca's head's bouncing. The bar's chanting, but then the owner, she says, so give him a chance. Give it a shot. 1-4. They lose. Office locker room. Bright spot with Sam, the announcers say. Jamie got a like whatever, a consolation goal. Jamie's in Ted's office. You're one of 11. Change me to us. Like, you're a great athlete, but sky's the limit if you become a teammate. Head of Jaw Longstream. Head of Gall Longstream, 13th place. Ray and Nate, Roy and Nate are equally livid. Or Nate tries to show that he's as equally livid as Roy. Roy showers. He loves the shower pressure. Shower flows are off. Shake this one off. Have some cake. Listen to DJ Beardo, Little Fife Dog, and Q-Tip. Cake, office. Coach brings cake. Sweet treats to numb defeats. Come on down to the locker room. It means a lot. Then Jamie runs into Trent Krim. Tries to be one of 11, but can't do it. Eating cake, new gaffer, music, Higgins. Then we go into the locker room. Higgins is doing a cake dance. Even Nate's kind of dancing along. Shower blast. We see the shower pressure again. The gaffers fix the shower pressure. Careful, mate. Good night, Congren. You were rubbish. Soccer fun. Oh, good night, coach. The coaches say good night to the show. Then we get the same soccer player or football player. And Ted says, how'd we do? She goes, you're rubbish. So, and then they have a little fun. And we see Rebecca with the army man. She's having a glass of wine. She's looking thoughtful. Higgins calls about these pictures I sent you. He's on a dog walk. Are you sure you want to do this? We see Ted making biscuits. We see Rebecca looking at the latest Rupert girl or the previous one. And she goes, do it. And she throws the army person down. So, okay, now we'll run through the episode here. And just get this volume under control. Hit play. Get some subtitles going so I can read the dialogue. All right. We got birds chirping and music. And Ted's lying in bed looking for somebody. Opens his eyes. Yeah, he's alone in London. Pours out his one shredded weed. He's got OJ. Morning, coach. You want to get some breakfast? Had a pretty one piece. So could get some coffee. So they go get coffee. You know, today feels like first day of school. A little nervous, but yeah, there's no such thing as last day jitters. Watch the street. Look right. There's somebody singing, busking. Kids playing, school children in their uniforms playing soccer. And Ted watches that, a lot of good extras. Sometimes the best way to stick it to the man is nutmeg. We have Rebecca. Oh, she's searching Rupert Manning, yeah. Morning, a couple of worm-addled early birds. Cookies, you call them biscuits, though, right? Don't put them in gravy. No, Ted, come on, take a look. They do look good. Take a nibble. Away you go. Rebecca's impressed. Where'd you get them? Glad you like them. I'll bring them every morning. Biscuits with the boss. No. Okay, this is the second time we'll disagree other than tea. You know, we got to get to know each other to work together. Okay, and then Ted starts off with his icebreaker. First concert, best concert. Same answer, but Spice Girls. Then he starts singing The Gambler. And she says, Coach Lasso, Ted, I'm sorry. Biscuits of the boss is not something I'm into ever. And he goes, I hear you. She goes, are you going to come back tomorrow? He goes, oh, yeah. I wouldn't bet on it unless you want to win money. High fives the tree. The episode part starts. We go to training. They both have whistles on. Ted's hands are a little nervous. He puts them in his pocket. Remember our first day, what you told me, lose the ponytail? No, relax, they're just kids. These aren't kids. Isaac looks like a Rodin sculpture. Boots, cleats are boots. so as a trunk of a car, so I could get a boot wearing my boots in my boot or whatever. And because you see that Ted loves puns, 7 on 7, and then he makes a pun about that. And we see Jamie go by Sam and then kind of score and then kind of give it to Sam. And Roy does not like that. And then he says he insults Roy. And Sam says, he says, Sam, don't have any goldfish memory kind of thing. And Sam's not, doesn't get it right. 10-second memory. And kind of see the, I mean, I heard you get teared up because of this. I mean, it's just a specialness of the relationship. I mean, just Sam's journey is one of the most, I mean, over the season. So anyway, I don't want to, Nate, he kind of talks, stands next to coach. They talk about being away from home. He laughs. He doesn't get it. Not sure what's a joke, what isn't. We're back in her office, looking at the things, trying to figure out the biscuits. She's not too nice to Higgins. She goes, geez, he's relentless. People love him. This is not good. Players walk by Rebecca and Higgins. They don't respect Higgins at this point. Who has the most sway in the locker room? I don't know. I could find out, though. She goes, find out where he got these biscuits. Higgins is on the case. But Higgins wants to be a part of. I mean, who doesn't, right? Okay, then they talk about Crystal Palace, speed on the outside, lots of speed. And then they say, okay, we're going to deal with things in the locker room. Speak our minds anonymously with this box Nate made. And his niece, she helped craft it. People laugh at that. Drop a note in there if you like the towels, the food, and the vending machine. See you tomorrow. Roy is still not happy. Snacks. And the coach says, yeah. And Jamie says, yeah, actually, snacks aren't good. And Teze was actually going back into the locker room or into the facility when he opens the door for Rebecca. And she goes, how was your first day? He goes, I don't know. What's the smallest unit? He goes, not good, but you're undeterred. Keely shows up. Music's rocking. Lion or panda? I don't have time for this. Ted will be a panda. That's when Rebecca says, pandas are gross. So lions are majestic. Can it be an elephant? No, it's got to be a lion or a panda. Lion, Rebecca says, the lion gets what it gets what it takes. Keely says she's into, you know, there's some great lines in there about Rebecca and Keely. Jamie'd rather be a me. That's very healthy. And they say cheers. He's a lion though. Rebecca watches. She starts to get her idea as she sees Keely and Ted's friendship. Sam, what's going on with Sam? He's down. His birthday's coming up. Maybe a birthday party. Nudge things in the right direction. They're excited to open up the thing. Some insults. 1, 2, 3. One was from Roy, signed. There's one real one, another insult, 4, 5, 6, can't let him call you that, 7, and then they're going more puns about Puss in Boots, and then they get a pun just playing stuff, more soccer, football. Spun you around like the Tasmanian devil, except without those noises. Rebecca's enjoying, she's not enjoying a biscuit. It looks like it, but she's tasting it. Biscuits with the boss time and Higgins. Three's crowd. There's some biscuits. Beastie Boys Horrorfest 1995. He starts to tell a story. And she goes, I don't have time. He goes, what if I soft shoe in or I could moonwalk in? He goes, everybody's a part of this team. Team's got a bond. I'm having lunch with Higgins, salads in my office. Caesar you later. Ted loves that. Wow, that is pretty good punning. They check the shower thing. Yeah. Shower pressure stinks. Sam, go upstairs. Higgins needs to talk to you. Okay, Sam's gone. All right, we're collecting money for his birthday. So let's get a gift. We'll send around this box. Put money in its mouth. Okay, good. Go get him, Nate. Most people are contributing freely. Jamie is not. Not only does he not contribute money, I would assume Jamie's the highest paid player on the team, too. Spearmint. But other people are putting money in. Did you put gum in there? Why'd you do that? Nate's just trying to help out, be a part of the team. And Jamie says, yeah, I'm like the lead singer, though, because I got the moves and tiny waist. Roy would be Keith Richards. And Jamie has a laugh. And he goes, oh, I promise. And then he does the three fingers up. It also does something behind Ted's back that Ted sees. Press conference. Palace made of crystal is fragile. Do you know about the offsides rule? Oh, you know it when you see it. Thanks, Trent Krim. But he gives a thoughtful answer that kind of stuns Trent. Then this other person, I don't even know his name. He's dressed a bit like Keith Richards anyway. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but he's trying to really, he shuts Rebecca down. They end the press conference, but Ted takes it seriously. He doesn't like it. Says, thank you so much. Rebecca eats a biscuit and reads more about it. Coach has got his box, fragile tape on it. Hope you're not shipping that out here. You need somebody to post that because that person's not me. Care package, maybe something to cheer you up. Battalion of Army men to keep me safe. Handmade kazoo, excellent. Only got one of those. Bryant barbecue sauce, it looks like. Something that can teleport you home, warm and fuzzy. Rebecca looks at biscuits. Okay, will that be all, Ted? No, I'm here to, I'm trying to figure out Jamie Tarrant. That's when Rebecca gets the idea. Her eyes light up. You got an idea? Well, you two have rapport. That's good. Tell you what I do. I'll give you one of these. And it'll be your first line of defense against reporters like that, Ernie. All right. Appreciate you. Then we cut to Keely's photo shoot. She's a lion in a glitter dress, a glitter fur dress, I guess. There is a green screen person. I don't know if maybe they're like a lioness. I don't know. And she goes, oh, I'm glad I'm not the panda. We cut to the panda model who's still in a robe. And then they go to the craft services, caffeinated. I get to keep my paws, but you got to help me eat my sandwich. I know you're not here just to feed me. Oh, I want to talk about Jamie and motivating him. Ted has on a nice wool jacket that is not in a striped Oxford shirt. Team building. His hair is perfect, by the way. He takes a bite of her burger, and then he gives her... Oh, no, they each have their own. I'm sorry. I was wrong. So I said, I definitely was like, I don't know if he should be eating. Then we see the photographer taking pictures that could be interpreted as one thing. Then official program for a game is 3 pounds. Any last words? Speed on the outside. Speed on the outside. One more thing. Happy birthday, Sam. They wheel in a cake, balloons. A lot of happy players. They have a poster. Here you go. Chin chin. This is all you see growing up. We know you haven't been home in a while, so we thought we'd bring it to you. Everybody claps. Thank you, coach. Got a few things in here. No thanks in the imperialist thing, but thanks for talking about sons and fathers. My father used to pinch my earlobes. And Jamie heads off. So why don't you keep that, coach, and I'll see you later. Thanks. All right, whose house is it if we're playing Crystal Palace? Derby day, atmosphere's electric, new manager, new dawn for perennial underdog here at the dog track. Nelson Road Stadium, Arlo White, Chris Powell flies down, zip it up, thank you. You know, the announcers are joking, the crowd's cheering, not fondly for coach. That includes the pub, owner's box, give them a chance, but they don't really want to. 90 minutes to prove them wrong, give it a shot. 1-4, we see Roy frustrated, disjointed, uninspired, joyless. The Palace wins 4-1. Defensive play of Sam is good. Only bright spot, Jamie says. Jamie Tart did add a meaningless goal. Thank you. And, oh, he's a loney. I don't know. I can't, that's when coach says, hey, like, by the way, you're the best athlete I've ever coached. Oh, yeah, of course I am. I work hard, eh? Yeah, you're great at everything you do except for one thing. You might think you're one in a million, but you forget you're one in 11, me and to us. And the sky's the limit. Heck of a goal, by the way. Thanks. Jamie is thrown off, but his ego is just too strong, I think. And what drives his, you know, his ego is driven by something else. There's even more jokes. Roy's not happy. That means Nate tries to not be happy. Nate's stressed, but then Roy goes to take a shower. And he's like, wait a second, the shower pressure. So Roy takes a long shower. Let's shake it off. DJ Beardo, pick up the mood. Little Fife dog. Everybody gets some cake. Sam's birthday. Jamie doesn't want cake. Rebecca's on Twitter laughing at the defeat. Ted comes in. Sweet treats to numb the sting of defeat, he says. And we could play better than today, but it meant a lot if you came down and let them know you're still in their corner, the team. And Rebecca says, Ted, why don't you tell me where you get these biscuits? That would get me downstairs. He goes, nope, biscuits with the boss. See you downstairs. Higgins is impressed with the cake. Trent Crim's waiting for Jamie. And he says, geez, we're just a team, one of 11. Never mind. I think it was Crystal Palace people walking by, making fun of them. But then Jamie says that they're having cake and listening to music with the gaffer, like it's a party, which it is. Higgins is dancing. The players are dancing. Nate's kind of dancing. Roy's taking a shower. Gets blasted. Gaffers fix the water pressure. Bird by bird, coach. Good night. Well, you're rubbish. Yeah, maybe so. I want to get your advice on one thing. And then he steals the ball. He tries to get by her. But she takes it right from him. I'm going to take my backpack off and stretch so we get some physical comedy. I think they're in front of an ice cream shop. Camera pans up to Rebecca. She's kind of sad but thoughtful. And she's always got a journal nearby, too. Or maybe that's her planner. She sees pictures of Keeley and Ted, exactly what I wanted. She has a wireless charger, I think, or is that a... Ted's making biscuits, which I'm going to make in the next week or two. I found the recipe. Even he makes 3 boxes, and Rebecca says do it when she sees something else about it. She throws the army person on the floor, and the episode comes to a close. And we got time to go through some facts from this episode, so this is cool. So Chin Chin, that's spelled C-H-I-N, is a fried snack in West Africa. This is from Wikipedia. It is similar to Scandinavian scat kolinata, a crunchy donut-like baked or fried dough of wheat flour and other customary baking items. Chin Chin may contain cow peas. Many people bake it with ground nutmeg for flavor. Dough is usually kneaded and then cut into small 1-inch or so squares, about 1/4 inch thick before frying. Usually made up of a dough, flour, sugar, butter, and milk. It could have eggs, nutmeg, baking powder, depending on preference. And it's cut into different sizes. That's Wikipedia. Let me look up the brand, though, that it was Love Chin Chin. I don't know if it's real or not. We'll find out. Yeah, let's see. We got it here. Oh, and they have different flavors, too. So let's take a look. This is on realafricanfood.com. And there's the vanilla one. It's a sweet snack. It crunches like a biscuit, tastes like a cake. 100% natural ingredients. This is vanilla, crunchy, tasty bite. According to the description, it's a traditional West African sweet biscuit snack, famous party food treat, popular at celebrations, weddings, birthdays, christenings. Ours has become famous among the West African community. Now we're on a mission to let the whole world know about it, the Chin Chin Revolution. They have 5 amazing flavors, vanilla, coconut, cinnamon, lemon, and chili. I think this is a UK company, so let me see if I can buy it anywhere here. That's an Amazon UK. They don't have the love, here's another one, AAA. So I'll have to look into it. Definitely something I want to try. But yeah, so that's Chin Chin. Okay, what about relegation? Because they're in 13th, relegation. You guys spelled it wrong. Premier, P-R-E-M. Okay, Premier Relegation. Okay, Premier League. That's also the, so this will be a little bit, this is from the first episode. It was founded in only 1992. Premier League, also known as the English Premier League or the Football Association Premier League Limited, is a top level of the English football league system. 20 clubs, system of promotion regulation within the English Football League. Seasons run typically from August to May, 38 matches. Most games are played on Saturday and Sunday afternoons. The competition was founded as the FA Premier League February 1992, following the division of clubs in the first division to break away from the Football League founded in 1888 because of lucrative television rights. It's a corporation with a chief executive So there's a lot more. We can cover it on and off. I wanted to talk about relegation, though. Top four, big six, criticism of government, corporate structure, promotion, regulation, relegation. A system of promotion and relegation exists between the Premier League and the EFL Championship. The three lowest placed teams in the Premier League are relegated to the Championship, and the two teams from, so it'd be 20th, 19th, and 18th team. Right now, after that loss, the Richmond is in 13th place. Two teams from the Championship, the top two teams from the Championship are promoted to the Premier League. And an additional team is promoted after a series of playoffs involving the third, fourth, fifth, and sixth placed clubs. Number of clubs was reduced from 22 to 20 in 1995 when four teams were relegated and only two teams promoted. And the top flight has only been expanded to 22 teams at 1999, before the Premier League. Yeah. And in 2006, FIFA requested that all major European leagues be reduced to 18 teams, but the Premier League refused. So, yeah, there's a little bit about relegation. Okay, next thing is, what were the best barbecue sauces in Kansas City? And which one does Ted, where's Ted's, you know, land? Okay, we got two. Oh, no, that one's the nine best from Kansas City style. Okay, well, there's only one that came up with the five best. So let's see that one. This is on pokpoksom.com, P-O-K-P-O-K-S-O-M.com. And this is actually from January 26, 2022. It's updated. And don't see, I mean, I don't know if the one, I mean, I can look it up after this, but according to this, the best ones at 99% is Gates Original. Then Jack's Stack, then Joe's, then Cowtown, and then Guy Fieri. So then the, and then another one, this is a Salon article from, oh, April 2022. But this is best barbecue sauces brands over the world, but let's just take a look. Okay, the first one's a Carolina Tangy Gold. That's Cattleman's. Then Stubbs Mesquite Barbecue Sauce. Then an Alabama Dreamland Barbecue. Then the white sauce, also from Alabama, Big Bob's Gibson White Sauce. Then Bacon's Japanese Barbecue Sauce. Jones's Barbecue, Sweet and Tangy, Bone Sucking Sauce, Richard's Vermont Made, We Rub You. So that didn't really answer anything. So let's just go straight to Google for Lasso Barbecue Sauce. It's the second search anyway. They say, why does Ted say barbecue sauce? Something about season two. There's an article about editing the show. A lot on why does he say barbecue sauce? 20 Lasso Easter eggs that even the biggest fans may miss. We'll check that one out. Okay, let's see. Kansas, this is on the Ted Lasso wiki, tedlassofandom.com, Ted-Lasso. Let's load that one first. Yeah, let's get to the bottom of it. Kansas is where Ted and Coach Beard are from. Wichita in Kansas City. The Beard often wears ball caps and shirts with various places. And Ted had barbecue sauce shipped to him. It doesn't say the brand here. Jason Sudeikis is from Kansas. And even though it wasn't in the show, that Ted Lasso grew up in an unnamed suburb of Kansas City. Joe's KC, Arthur Bryant's Barbecue, Gates Barbecue, and Jack Stack Barbecue are real places in Kansas City. And then others are grounded in reality, like KC Signs, Bass Baseball, unambiguously inauthentic is Jason Sudeikis' accent for Lasso, which is a mixture of Southern and Midwestern, not common to Kansas City. Okay, let's hop over and see if there's, what are these Easter eggs are from season one. We'll use them. Okay, that one, no. All the Kansas City love. We already covered that. There's a nod to SNL in the dance, the locker room dance. Let's see, Cheers references. Ted's a big fan of Cheers. Sudeikis is also a big fan. He's a nephew of actor and comedian George Wendt. I don't know. A lot of the stuff, like, might be in season two. So it's like, don't love the players, love the name. If you look around the locker room at lesser known players, you'll find a few other Easter eggs, including something for Tony Kukoc from when he played for the Bills. Let's see what else. There's more real life inspiration. I think I just got, more. A lot of this is from season two, season one, episode seven. We can't do that. Some characters are referenced, but never seen, like Richmond's former head coach. His name comes up different times. Maybe he's on a show. Is he on that show? Different signs. I guess these are things to just pay attention to. So, yeah, because I don't want to jump ahead. Okay, Scout's Honor is an oath that one is being honest or will uphold a promise. It is three fingers. Looks like it's with your right hand. Trying to find it. Scout's Honor, Scout's Law. Let me see if I put Scout's Honor. Jamie Tart, T-A. I don't know how you spell it. I don't know how to spell Jamie Tart, unfortunately. Let's put Scout's Honor, Lasso. Problem is, there was a movie called Scout's Honor. Yeah, 2009. Ted Lasso quotes, but I don't know. So, Scout's Honor, UK, maybe? This is live research, folks. You don't get duller than this. Scout's Honor, UK. Okay, this does have something. The Scout Promise. Okay, so Jamie could have been doing it for real. Let's see here. This is scouts.org.uk. And it talks about the Scout's Promise, the different variations of it. Why a promise is important, but it is, I'm having trouble with the cookies. I don't see any pictures, but yeah. So Jamie could have been a scout in the UK. That answers that question. Okay, Horde Tour. That was H-O-R-D-E. It's Horizons of Rock Developing Everywhere. It was a touring summer music festival organized by musical group Blues Traveler in 1992. It also gave exposure to bands, charities, and organizations. It began as a solution to solve the dilemma of five East Coast bands that didn't want to be in the club circuit in the summertime when other bands were playing sold-out amphitheaters. because they wouldn't get, there was no outdoor places that were small enough, so then have to play indoors, because they're playing to crowds like 1,000 or 2,000 people. And they said, geez, if we each got 2,000 people, then we'd be able to fill an amphitheater. And it was inspired by Lollapalooza. So let's see, they had a widespread panic, samples, spin doctors, an aquarium rescue unit, and fish on the inaugural tour. And let's see, all the bands, there's quite a long list here. This is probably a good way to go out. Some of the bands, did Beastie Boys. Beastie Boys is not listed though, but I mean, doesn't mean they didn't, or it doesn't mean Ted doesn't remember it that way. 7 years, and then the final one took place in 1998. So 311, Agents of Good Roots, Lana Davis, All Good, Allman Brothers Band, Aquarium Rescue Unit, Bare Naked Ladies, Beck, Bela Fleck and the Flecktones, Ben Folds 5, Ben Harper, Big Head Todd, The Black Crows, Blues Traveler, Cake Like, Chief Broom, Chris Stills, Chrysaldis, Cowboy Mouth, Psychomoto Goat, Dan Dyer, Dave Matthews, David Garza, Dear Liza, Decadent Royals, Dion Ferris, Emmett Swimming, Elderberry Jam, Fastball, Fat Head, Food Stamp, Freddie Jones, Galactic, G Love, God Street Wine, Government Mule, Hatters, Joan Osborne, King Crimson, Coolest Shaker, Leftover Salmon, Lenny Kravitz, Marcy Playground, Modesky Martin Wood, Mighty Mighty Boss Tones, Morphine, Mr. Reality, Natalie Merchant, Neil Young, and Crazy Horse, Patumba, White Bread Rhythm Ensemble, Paula Cole, Pete Droege, Fish, Primus, Ricky Lee Jones, Robert Bradley, Rudy, Rusted Root, Screamin' Cheetah Wheelies, Sheryl Crow, Sister Seven, Sky Cries Mary, Smashing Pumpkins, Sunvolts, Soul Coughing, Soul Hat, Spin Doctors, Spiritualized, Squirrel Nut Zippers, Super 8, Taj Mahal, The Authority, 2019, The Samples, The Thunder Crowd Singers, The Tragically Hip, Toad, The Wet Sprocket, Ugly Americans, Ween, Widespread Panic, Wilco, Ziggy Marley, and the Mother Hips. There were also rumors over the years that they would revive the Horde Tour, which it didn't happen. So that's cool. That's a cool list. Another fun episode of Ted Lasso. Let me just check if there's any other. Spice Girls and Kenny Rogers we can cover at some point. I think we've covered those. Boy George. But yeah, that's a little bit about Lulling with Lasso. I hope you're resting, and good night, everybody. Hey, I want to thank everybody who became a patron recently. Helps us keep the show going here. I want to thank Nancy, Anna, and Jess. Thanks, and good night. Fanta, Callum, and Ben. Thank you. Thanks, and good night. Christina, Lindsay, and Alice. Thanks, and good night. Unknown Flower, Caro, and Chris. Thank you. Thanks, and good night. Daniel, Tilly, and Ulysses. Thank you. Thanks, and good night. Riley, Heather, and RP. Thank you. Thanks, and good night. Kim, Shannon, and Terry. Thank you. Thanks, and good night. Mia, Sweet Potato, and Oliver. Thank you. Thanks, and good night. Sue, Follow, and Jeffrey. Thank you. Thanks, and good night. Spitz, Nigel, and Melissa. Thank you. Thanks, and good night. Jeffrey, Patrick, and Cole. Thank you. Thanks, and good night. Marquita, Drew, and Wendy. Thank you. Thanks, and good night. Kelly, Jacob, and Amy. Thanks, and good night. Cicely, Kate, and Spencer. Thank you. Thanks. 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 Good night. P, Kirsten, and Blair. Thank you. Thanks. 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 And good night. And then Charlotte, Catherine, and Steve. Thank you. Thanks. 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 And good night. Thanks. And good night to everybody who supports the show directly on Patreon or supports our sponsors or supports our show somewhere else. That's how you see the show free for twice a week. And thanks everybody that spreads the word about the podcast or podcasting in general. That's how we grow. I really appreciate just letting people know about podcasts. Couldn't do without all you. And what do you say we go to these tuck you in sponsors that enable us to get almost up to 500 episodes in the free feed. Thanks and good night. All right, everybody, this is Scooter. This is Weeks in Review. And this is where I run through my Weeks in Review stuff. What was on Sleep With Me Plus in the past month. And what you can expect to see on in the public feed, too. Now, I have, if you sign up for Sleep With Me Plus or you're already signed up for Sleep With Me Plus, I highly recommend using a podcast app that allows search within the feeds, but using just one podcast app for Sleep With Me Plus content only, and then keeping your other podcasts, your daytime podcasts, in whatever app you use now. And I would just check out a couple podcast apps you could choose from on Apple are Overcasts, iCatcher, Pocket Casts. And on Android, you could try out Pocket Casts or Podcast Addict. For this example, I have the only thing I have in my app is the Boyfriends level. I have four podcasts, the ad-free full episodes, the story-only episodes. Nothing in Sleep With Me Plus has ads except for the really old episodes in the archives. We got the story-only versions of the show, the all-intro, all-night versions of the show, and then the bonus episodes. So let's start with the bonus episodes, actually. So Saturday, a new Posty episode came out. It was one that Russell loved, and that came out. And that's in the bonus feed. You know, some people like listening to the Posty Super Deluxe episodes during the day. Some people sleep to them. And, yeah, so that one is in the bonus feed. And then looks like we got a bonus coming out for Boar Besties and Boar Friends on Thursday of this week, which is April 15th when I'm recording this. And then we have another Posty Super Deluxe came out a couple weeks ago. That was a picnic lunch with Scooter. And that's in the bonus feed. And that makes just so much easier for those of you that don't like automate your playlist or anything, just to kind of build and choose how you want to listen. Let's pop into all intro, all night episodes. I know an all-intro episode is coming out this Thursday. Last Thursday was Make Great Pets Season 1 Part 2, almost 6 hours. It's about the max length we can get and have a good file size. So that was like 7 episodes of Make Great Pets. April 3rd, all-intro episode came out. And then we had... March is at bonus episodes. There was another all intro episode. So that's in the all intro all night feed. And again, like so much easier, like these all intros. Is that what everything that's in there? 277 episodes split between all. So if you love all intros, I bet 200 of those are all intros, maybe even more. And then in the store, both in the story only episode feed and then in the all ad free feed. Let's run through the new episodes. Bring It On Week started last week. So we had 12:54 was our first watch along where I watched half of the movie Bring It On. Wednesday was 12:53, Ben Broughton, the Crayon Rambler. That was one of those episodes that had an intro that I said I should make an episode based on this intro. Went to make an episode based on the intro, and it went in an even another direction of what if there was an RPG game based on the movie Bring It On, which led me to figure out I never watched Bring It On. Let me learn more. Then I ended up watching Bring It On. Then April 7th was Alba Sabelix, like, we're getting ready, big announcement, if I haven't made it anywhere. We're going to do 3 seasons of a crossover with Alba Sabelix. So that's cool. So that's something we're looking forward to doing. And that was episode 1 of that. Or that was the one we did originally. Then 1252 was the finale of the Great British Bake Off. And episode 10. Then Multiplex 5, Tiki Transistor Hut. That was a good one. 1250, one of my favorite episodes probably in the past few years, a Willy Wonka tour that came out of some news articles about the experience. And I said, this has got to be an episode. And that will be a series. I mean, like a recurring thing. Then Great British Bake Off, episode 9, Patissier. And Multiplex episode 4. And then we're back to our last audio news. So it's everything. And again, if you ever need support, support@supercast.com is there to help you. Though if you're listening to this episode, I'm assuming you're not you don't need support. But if you do, and the other thing is this is my main way to communicate. I learned this on Patreon. Most people just don't read their emails from Supercast or from me, and most people aren't on our Discord or follow our social media. And so these messages are how the majority of supporters get their information. I do it in a sleepy voice because there's I put it at the end of the free show too. But this is a kind of key way, but these episodes are easy to skip, especially if you're just using one podcast app, right? And building your playlists from that podcast app. So, yeah, thanks everybody for supporting the show. Reach out if you have any feedback at sleepwithmepodcast.com. If you need support at supercast.com. And good night.